Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara says now, Valei Malei Midi Shmuel. Why didn't he say according to Shmuel's halacha? In other words, last halacha here was if you thought Bosa Shchuta Bahadei Bosa Treifa. You had a piece of meat that came from a treifa, and you salted it together with Bosa Shchuta. The shalom was Osir or not? So Rabbi before said the reason why it was Osir was the Dash and the Posik had Tumeyim, an extra hay, less a Tziron. That even the tzir, even the juice that comes out of the bosa treifa, that's also awesome. So like Rashi explains, if it wouldn't have been for the tzir, just because the dam itself, the dam is not so easy to be baleya, to be absolved in the meat. Because since it itself is also being maleich, you are throwing its blood out, therefore it doesn't take new blood in. But now that the tzir, just the juice of the bosa treifa is also, so that tzir is easy to be absolved inside the bosa shruta, therefore the bosa becomes osa. Now the Gemara asks the question though, v'lei malei midi Shmuel, why don't we say the reason why the bosa is osa is because of Shmuel's halacha. That what the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, meliach harei koraseach, a salted piece of meat or salting anything is like it's hot. The kibush, if you soak something, harei kimabush, that's called like it's cooked up already. So l'chur de kashi here is that it's being cooked up. If so, since you have the salted meat here, pshita, the meat is awesome because it's meliach es kimavushal. So Mora says no. Even the Shmuel, just from Shmuel's halacha, havamin, I would have thought to say hani mili domon. When do I say that meliach is called kuraseach, that it takes the blood in? That's only the yisur of dam. Avot siron v'roit from loy. But to tear the juice of the meat, I would have thought it says just like Zayi B'Yalma, it's not even osur altogether. And therefore, it would not be osur at all, this piece of meat. Like Rashi explains, I would have thought to say, when do we say Meliach is Kroseach? That's negated to Dam. Rashi says it could go in a case where it's a Kli Shein Menukav. If it's in a pot, let's say, that has no holes, so it like soaks in the Dam. So then the salty piece of meat would become osur, because it's salted in the blood, and therefore it's called kuraseach, could become osur. But the tzirun, I would have thought to say just the juice that comes out of the meat. Rashi says, havamin ariz without this posik. It's only zeyu, it's only like sweat, and it shouldn't become osur. And therefore here, just because of dam, Rashi says, we're talking about where you salted it in a kli menukav. It has holes in the kli, so the dam like drips out. So I would have thought they said that everything is mutter over here, kamash malon. That's why I need a pasuk to say no, that the tzir, the juice like that comes out of the meat is also awesome in the raisa. The tzir that comes out of a bosa treif is awesome in the raisa. And Rashi says, with tzir and leich levlehu, and tzir is very easy to be absorbed, to be dissolved in the meat. And therefore, if you have this bosa shchuta be maleach next to the bosa treifa, even though the dam itself does not go in, because the dam just drips off, but the tzir, which is easy to go in, the tzir of the behema of the bosa treifa goes into the bosa shchuta, and therefore the bosa shchuta is osim midiraisa to eat. So Mora says, is that true, mate? So we have a question. It says, dag tohor, shemol chayim dag tomei. You have a dag tor, you have a fish that's tor, that you salted it with a dag that's tomei, with a treifa fish. You salted the two pieces of fish together. So it says, muta. Says what? You let eat this kosher fish? Now, my love, aren't we talking about over here? Show you shnei meluchim. We're talking about both of them were salty. Both pieces of fish were salty. And it says clearly what it's mutter. So you have to say what the tzir. Rashi says that the tzir is not so easy to be boleya. Just like dam does not go in, like kolzman is being racing and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take anything in. So the fish also, kolzman is given out its tzir. The tzir also is not easy to go in, and it has locha like dam, and therefore they're both, and therefore the doctor is muta. So you see, the tzir is not poleya so simple. So why do you say that the tzir of the bosa treifa goes into the bosa shruta? Samara says, Lloyd, that's not the case over here. But rather, kugoyin shahoy tor maliach. We're talking about that the kosher piece of fish was salty, but v'tomei tofel, the treifadika piece of fish, that was not salted, that was tofel without meat, without salt. Therefore, the tomei is not pulled, nothing comes out of the tomei. Therefore, the kosher one remains kosher. But it could be, if both of them would have been salty, even if the tamadik one would have been salted, that it's being poilet, it's giving out its seer. It could be its seer, its juice, would have went into the dag tor, and it would become tamei. Samar says, is that true? V'amidik toni seifa. Since it says in the seifa of this halacha, it says what? Avulim hoyu tor maliach v'tamei tofel. If the toradik one was salted, and the tamadik one was not salted, so mechal, it should be approved the ratio of shnei maluchim askinim, that the ratio is talking about that both pieces of fish were salty. And still it says that the kosher piece of fish remains kosher. Since even though the trifle one is salty, and the tzir is coming out, the tzir does not go into the kosher fish. Since the tzir is not so easy to go in. Samara says no. Again, it's talking about where the tomatika one was not salty. Why does it say that in the site before? Alentio perusha kamafarish, that the bryce is explaining itself. Toyesha molchoi. Imdag tomei muta. That we say in the ratio, that if you have the toradika fish that's being salted with the tamadika fish, it's muta. Kate said, what's the case talking about? Shoyetoyim aliyach, that the kosher fish took it through, that was salty. But the tomei tofel, the tamadika fish, that was not salted. So therefore, since no tzir comes out of it, that's why the toradika one remains kosher. But otherwise, it could be that the Torah would also be treif. And the Gemara says, Hochinami Mistavro, this is a sword, this is the Pshat also. Why Hochinami Mistavro? Because these, like that I did, you can tell me and think, that Resha, Shnei Maluchim, the Resha is talking about where both of them are salty, if so, and it says what, that it's Torah, it's still kosher, if so, Hashtar Shnei Maluchim, Matachin Resha were both pieces, even the Dag Tomei was salty. Still, you said the Dag Torah is kosher, Shori. If so, Torah the Seifer, what do we need it for? It's in the case of Torah Maliach, where the dog Torah was salted, the Tomei Tofen, the Tomei Dika fish, was Tofen, was not salted, me boy, he has to tell me that it's Kosher Pshita. So her sister says this case in the Seifer will be Mashmet, that's a Pshan the Resha. Samura says no. It could be Imi Shemov, just for this question alone, Leira, this wouldn't be any proof, you can't say from here. I'll tell you maybe, Torah Seifer, the Gluya Resha. It says the safe extra to teach us what is the Pshat and the Resha. Because otherwise, like the Loi Tema don't think to say, the Loi Tema don't say, Resha Tor, Meliach, Vitame Tofel. The Resha is talking about where the kosher feet was, the kosher fish was salty. And the Tomadika one was not salted. That's where it's Muta. Amo Bornikeshne, Meluchum, both of them are salty. I would have thought to say it's also because then the Tzir comes out of the tomatika fish, and goes into the tomatika fish. Maybe they'll both be yosa then. Therefore, Torah is safer. Says clearly the safer Torah Maliach to Tomei Tofel to teach us that's Pshan the safer. And therefore, Machal, this should be a proof that the Reish and the Reishi, even though there it says both, it says it's Torah, still is talking about Shnei Meluchim, where both of them are salty. Even the dark Tomei is salted, and Be'afilu Hakishori. And still it'd be muta. So I call upon him, it's not so simple to say that we're talking about where only the dog Torah was salted and not the dog Tomei. It could be talking about where both of them are salted. But I call upon him, it's not clearly this way. Therefore, you can't ask the kasha, but about there's no proof either. Therefore, we're still back to the shayla. Is it true? Like, is the tzir easier to be baleya to go in or not? So Mara says, Toshima, come on, bring you another proof. Toshima, bring you a proof. Misafer, from the Sefer, Misafer the Sefer, from the end of the end of the Braisa. It says like this, Avlam ho, yetome maliach, it says clearly, what's going to be if the dag tome, the trefa fish, was salted? The toye tofel, and the toradika fish, was not salted, also. It says clearly then, that the toradik one becomes also. What about tome maliach, the tora tofel? So dig it like this, tome maliach, the Torah Toflu Diyasa. It's mashma only. It's also because only the Trefer one was salted and not the Tordika one. So therefore, the Tordika one was not oisig at all and spitting out any blood. Therefore, the tzir of the Tomei, the Dam of the Tomei, goes into the Torah. But it's mashma hoshneya maluchim. Mashma, both of them would have been salted. Then Shari, then it's mashma, the Dak Tor would remain Tor. And the question is why? Alachur is saying now that Tzir is easy to go in, it should be Yasa. Tzmer says no. I'll tell you, I did the Tony Reshit, Tor Maliach, but Tome Tofil. Tony Nami Seifa the opposite way. Tome Maliach, but Tor Tofil. But it could be who had in the same Malach would apply, even though they're both Maluchim, they're both salted, would also be that the Tor one would be Tome. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, Ein habosu yoytzim adei domoi. Like, how do you get all the blood out of the meat that you're allowed to eat it? Elim ke molcha yofa yofa. You have to first salt it very well, means put a lot of salt on the meat, and then umedicha yofa yofa. Then you have to wash it off, you have to soak it in water. Like we do, first you salt it, and then you have to have adoch, you have to soak it in water. It will learn like this. Rav Huna or Rav Huna says, moilech umedich, like we just learned. You have to first salt it, let the salt stay on it, and then you have to soak it in water. The Masnisa Tana the Brisa will learn now that Mediach, first you have to wash off the meat, then you throw the salt and leave the salt on top of it, and then the Mediach, then you wash it off a second time. And the Mor says, B'lai Pligat, there is no Machlekes over here. Ho dechol le bei tovcha, means by the butcher, by the shechita. One place says, right after the shechita, they washed off the meat. So they washed it off already once. Later, when you come to make malicha, it's enough just to make malicha and then wash it off. Ho, that the price says you have to first be mediach it. Ho, the lecholalei beitivcha. When you did not soak it, wash it down by the butcher, by the beis hashchita. Therefore, then, before you make a malicha, first you have to wash it, soak it off, and then you salt it. Now, ravdimi min adoi molachlei. The Milcha Galanisa. He used to salt his meat with, Rashi says, Melagas means with thick salt. Or Menafet Sled, and after he got finished salting it, he would like blow it off, wash it off, to make sure the salt does not stay around. Because the Chur, the salt itself, was Belaya from the Dam. So we don't want you to come to eat that Dam. Therefore, you have to wash off the salt. Rashi says, Av a Melach Dak, let's say he thawed out the salt with thin salt. And Tzorach Lenafet, they don't have to brush it off later. Shinateches miatzmal, I guess dissolved by itself, is not around anymore. Omer of Misharshio, Ein marzikin dam b'fnei mayin. The b'nei mayim of an animal, the intestines of the animal, does not have that much dam inside it. Rashi is Zayin mecheskes dam liyesurim l'nimuch, even if you didn't salt them first, they don't become also. Ein marzikin dam b'fnei mayin. And the Mor says, Tirgumo, we come to explain what's going on. Akakasho, that's the rectum. Umeyai, that's the intestines. Vihadora de Kanto, that's by the coil around the colon. Only these three things, they don't have so much dam. But the rest of the insides, they do have dam, and if you don't salt it, it's also tedious. Like Rashi says, Aval Halev, the heart, the Reya, and the lungs are covered. The Kanto, Gufa, the colon itself, they have dam, and they're toying, you have to salt them first. Omar Shmuel, Ein manichin bosa maliach el agabi klimanukov. When you're salting your meat, you can't put salted meat only on top of a kli that has holes in it. In other words, we want the blood to drip out. It cannot be in a regular bowl that the dam will stay there. It'll soak in the dam. That will only make it also. Rav Sheshes molach le garmer garmei. Rav Sheshes, when he salted a piece of meat, he used to salt each piece of meat separately and make sure like one piece is not lying on top of another piece. Samor says, Trey my time aloy, how come he didn't salt two pieces of meat one next to another? Mishum, because he is afraid, Mishum, the porish mehai, you bolahai, then maybe the blood will leave one piece and go into the other piece. Samor says, Kashiv, so, Chad nami, even one piece of meat also. Porish mehai gisa, bolai hagisa. Let's be afraid the dam comes out from the top piece of the meat and it'll go back into the bottom piece of the meat. Ella, what do you have to say? Loishna, we're not afraid, no. Since the piece of meat now is oisig and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take in any blood. So it doesn't make enough kamina, this piece and that piece, even two pieces, can be salted one next to another. Kozman is being oisig and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take in any blood. And in order that even if it finishes being pearled at its dam, it's, then it's be pearled at seer. And Kozman is being torrid in being pearled at seer also doesn't take in dam. Therefore, you light a soul, two pieces of meat, one next to another. Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chia, Let's say as soon as you finish making the shchita, you cut the simonim. Before the animal really dies completely, you go and you break its neck. You break the neck bone. So lochari is hareze mechabedes abosar. You like making the meat very heavy. You're making the meat heavy, and also the goes less abrius. You like robbing people. Also you cause the blood to remain in the limbs of the animal. Like this, the pshat is right after shchit, all the dam gushes out. But if you break the backbone right away, the neck bone right away, Rashi says, my friend says, mitoch saros, since you give me a lot of pain, ain't because the animal doesn't have enough strength anymore, the stomach has to spit out all the blood. And therefore the blood stays inside, v'shakas adam nivla be'evorehel. Or mechaber abosa, you're like making the meat heavy, and therefore like stealing from people, because they're going to buy now a heavier piece of meat, it's going to cost more money, and real all that's inside is only blood, it's not really meat. So that's why you're causing to be steal from people. Now the Gemara says, Iborli, we have a question like this. Hechi coming, what do you mean to say? Do you mean to say mechaber des abosa begoybel sabrius? That means to say, mishum demavliya dambi evorim, that it's only really one thing wrong. That by cutting the break in the neck bone, the dam is going to stay inside the piece of meat, and the meat will become heavy, and you're stealing from people. It's only a shell like you're stealing, like the meat is much heavier, people think they're buying more meat, really it's only more dam. But holiday day, shapidomi. But to the sheikh himself, he's allowed to eat it. That is not saying us Issa that the dam stays in, he can't get the dam out. No, it could be if you go to salt a piece of meat, and by salting it, the dam would come out. It's only in this gezel that people don't realize it weighs so much because of the dam. Is that what he meant to say? His holiday day, though, if he would salt it, shapadami, aduma maybe no. Aduma, what he meant to say was, the day nami yasa, that even for the sheikh himself also, it's also now to eat this meat. That since the blood, like, stays in the limbs, later, but the malicha, you can't get the dam out. There's so much dam that the dam doesn't come out anymore. And the biyasa, even for the sheikh, to eat it. Such a teiku. It would be mutter or also. Then Allah is like a shell what we should do. The ikav di mashm is like it's mutter, but the rayesh machmir. Now the Mishnah says, Hamales oif im hagvin ala shuchen. If someone brings up on the same table some chicken and some cheese, is ainu oivibulais to say, you're not over any love by bringing it up. That's no wisidi raisa. So Mora says, the churts mashm though, ha oichloi oivibulais to say, but mashm, if he eats though the chicken and the meat and the chicken and the gvina when it's cooked together, mashm, you are over in the city raisa. If so, shraminu, you have a proof in our mishnah then that boser oif bechol of the raisa. That's also in the raisa to eat chicken and milk together, which is really a machloikis. So Mar says no, it could be there's no proof in our mishnah. Amy rather say like this: the mishnah means to say that hamalu es oif im gvina al shulchan. If somebody brings up on the same table chicken and cheese. And a bolu de loisa say, there's no way you come to be over nisid iraisa. Why? Because basar, because chicken and milk is only midrabanan. Therefore, it's only us midrabanan to eat them together. But just to bring them up on the same table, the rabanan will not goza. So if we have no proof in our mishnah. Now the Gemara says, next mishnah explained that basar behema tahira, the chol of behema tahira also levashal. We also know our mishnah that basa becholov, if you have meat from a kosher behema and milk from a kosher behema, it is an issa deraisa not to cook them up. And if you cook them up together, not only is an issa on bishul, there's an issa not only issa chila, but it's also even also bano. You can't have any ano from basa becholov. What's going to be though basa behema tohira becholov behema tameya? Let's say you're cooking up a kosher piece of meat with milk that came out of a behemoth tameya, or else the opposite way, bosa behemoth tameya becholav behemoth teira, you're cooking up a trefa piece of meat with a kosher milk. Halacha is muta levashol. There's no issim diraisa to cook it. Who adinu muta bano? You let have ano from it. In Islam, it's only us to eat it. But here, there's no issim bishul. There's no issim hano. Now, Rabbi Kiva Makiva says, chayiv v'yoyf einim in a teira. There's no issa midiraisa to eat a chayiv oif with milk. It's only an issa behema with milk. But not a chayiv, not a knife. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, lo yisavasho gedi b'cholav imoy. you can't cook up a kid, a behema, with its milk. It says the gimel pomim. So one is prat l'chaya, to say that the meat of a chaya, of a wild animal, like a deer, that you are allowed to eat midiraisa with milk. Oliyayf, who adim midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chicken with milk. Avadim midirabon takitzasa. But midiraisa, though, it's mutta. That's what the kiva shita. Now, uhu adin, ubehema temeya. A behema temeya also, there's no issa midiraisa to eat it with kosher milk. There's no issa basachov. It's also eat it as behema temeya. Because the issa basachov doesn't apply. It only applies to a gedi, something that's mutta to eat. A behema, there's nissa basachov. Reb Yosef Lili Yoimer. Nema the posik says, loy soch lo kol nevela, you can't eat a nevela. For Nema the posik says, loy sevasho gedi becholavimoi, you can't cook up the kid, the basar, with milk. So he dashes like this, Reb Yosef Lili. Eshos, a mishum nevela, a behemoth that has an issa nevela runner when it dies, is also levasho becholavimoi. Such a behemoth has an issa not to cook up the basar and the cholav. But, so it's like this. Oif, eshos, a mishum nevela. If so, birds that has an issa nevela, when the bird dies without a shechita, there's an issa nevela. Yochel, I would have thought to say, so ye yos levashim cholov. Maybe there should be an issa diraisa not to cook up or to eat the bas becholov. On this Talmud, when the pasuk says becholov imoy, that we dash in yotzeif, it's excluded in life a chicken. Shein lecholovim, there's no milk coming out of the mother. So there's no issa bas becholov midiraisa on an oif and cholov. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? Rashi says, the whole behemah b'mashma. Before the pasuk only says, lo savash for gedi, maybe it's only a kid, only goat you can't cook up with milk. Now maybe other behemah, yes. Minohan Emili, Omer Reb Loz, Omer Kwa, the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yudas gedi ha'izim, and Yudas sent the gedi ha'izim, the young goats, so the diak is, that can't gediizim. Only over here does it mean to say young goats. Hakomokem shenema gediistam afilo pora barocha b'mashma. But usually, when the Torah says the word of a gedi, of a kid, it doesn't only mean a goat. For odin, it means a cow. It means a rochel also. So the Torah says v'leilef minei. Let's learn out from over here. Then no, want to learn out better from over here? So just like Gedi over here only means Izim, maybe you are din by Bos V'Cholavos, it only means Izim. Maybe only goats you can't cook with meat, but maybe other behemoths you could. But the more of an elephant name. The more says no, Kos of Korachrin, it says another posik. It says, V'yes Oiros Gedi Izim. Another posik it says, the skins of the kid of goats. So Kan again, the Dik is Kan Gedi Izim. Only over here does the posik mean to say Gedi kids of goats. Wherever the Torah says the word gedi stam, afilu pora barocha v'mashmet, even means a cow and a rochel, a sheep also. So Mara says no, v'leilef minei again, let's learn out from here also. That it says here gedi izim, maybe all over also. Wherever it says the word gedi, it means izim, and not other behemoths. So Mara says no, so, hevilu shnei ksum haboy kiechel, there's two psukim coming together. And the klal usually is v'chol shnei suma boy and kiyachat. You have two psukim coming together. Ain malam, you can learn out. You don't learn out from here. So the two psukim teaching us only here. The Torah says gedi izim. Mashm other place, wherever the Torah just says the word gedi, it does not only mean of izim of goats, but it means to include all animals. So where it says depends. That's a machlekes. Honi yichal aman diyam ain malam. You don't learn out. El aman diyam malam. Didn't know. Even though the Torah says it twice, still you can learn out from here. What can you say? Let's learn from over here that when the Torah says gedi, it means izim and not other animals. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, tre mutiksiv. It says two mutim over here. It says izim and it says ho izim. It says gedi ho izim. So it's as if to say, like it says it three times, and everybody agrees, then we say, you don't learn out from it. Rashi says, hey dichtiv b'chol chad mutahu. So if it's a special miyut, only here does it mean gedi izim. But other places in Echlami, gedi, stam means all behemoths. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, gedi l'rabba says hachelev, that the fat also has a locha like basar, and you're not allowed to cook up the fat and milk, will also be an issa, basar b'cholev on the fat and the milk. Well, Sunsi, Rashi says that Sunsi, Shmuel is going to make six drushes here, even though really there are only three psukim. So Sunsi, another drush he makes is Gedi of the Rabbi Sesamesa. Even though the behemoth is mace, still there's an Issa, Bosa Becholov. Rashi says a mace, Shim Bisho Bosa Nevela Becholov, Vyochlu, Ivy Mishim Bosa Becholov also. Even though usually we say any Sechal Issa, but Khan was the Issa Radichal of Nevela. So the Teretz is there's a special pasuk to be maverit. Says so on a chelav and a behem of a mesum also the nisa basa becholof. Now gedi is the rabbi says a shlil that even the shlil even the fetus also is an nisa of a basa becholof. Now gedi loitzi es adam comes to exclude the blood. There's no issa bas v'cholov on dam. If you cook up the blood with milk, you don't have an issa bas v'cholov. Lohoitzi es adam. Gidi, lohoitzi es ha-shilya. That the afterbirth also, there's no issa bas v'cholov on the shilya. And gidi, lohoitzi es ha-timeya. Gidi is also on the bas v'heima timeya, there's no issa bas v'cholov. Then we say, the pasuk says, v'cholov, l'svasha gidi v'cholov, Becholov imoy, so we dash in v'loy becholov zocher. The zone in nisa bosa becholov on becholov the milk that comes out of an akeva, but not that comes out of a zocher. Rashi says shoyle becholov mat. Let's say the zocher, the male, had a little bit milk there from the dodim. So still, Rashi says in the case in nishtan, a case where the animal changed and the male has dodim, has dodim there, that there is some milk. There's no issim diraisa. That's called v'loy becholov zocher. Then again we dash in becholov imoy, v'loy becholov shruta. And not if you shechted the animal, then after you shechted the mother, then the milk comes out. There's no issidi rice on that milk. And again, becholov imoy, we dash in v'loy becholov temeya. And not the cholov of a behema temeya. There's no issidi rice of cooking up meat with milk that came out of a behema temeya. So now the question, what losig liksiv, it only says three times the word gedi. V'yanan shishadah shinran, Shmuel here made six drushes. How can you make six drushes, six, from only three psukim? So now it says, k'sava Shmuel holds like this, that really all over Issa chalalissa. He holds all over Issa chalalissa. And if you don't need a pasuk to say, l'cholav, v'loy l'meisa, you don't need a pasuk to say, l'cholav is also, he only the pasuk say in the mesa is also because trita. Therefore, the yis the chaylev u'mesa michad kro nafke. Learn that from one pasuk. But klayma mahu kro the yos legufei nafke from the one that comes the gufa for itself. You learn that also that even though it's nevela or even though it's chaylev, so what? Still there be an issa basa becholov because he yos all over yis the chalalis. You don't need a special pasuk for this. Dam nami lav gedihu. Dam also you'll need a special pasuk. Blood is pshita, there's no issa basa becholov on blood, because blood is not called basa. The Torah only said it's also the basa shabai, not dam. So that also you do not need a pasuk. Vishul yanami, the afterbirth, is also psenta. It's also pirsha biyamhu. That's also stam junk. So it's also pshita, there's no issa diraisa to cook that up with milk. If so, postulutre, you're left over with two. So chad, one is l'rabbis as ha-shlil, one is l'rabbis, the shlil, the fetus, there is nisa bosa b'cholav on that, and v'chad l'muti behema temeya, and one comes teach us that only behema teira is there nisa bosa b'cholav, and not on the meat of a behema temeya. So that's the three drushes, three gedinim. One's l'gufei, one's l'rabbis as ha-shlil, and one's l'muti behema temeya. So Mer says, is it true what you're saying? Vesova Shmuel is the chalalist, is that true? I've Omar Shmuel, Shmuel himself says, Mishum Reb Loza, that Minay in Le Koyin Tomei, Shochol Truma Temeya, Shein of Misa, how do we know a Koyin that's Tomei? If he eats Truma, that's Temeya. He is not Chayiv Misa, Shinem and Apostle says, Mesa Boyki Yichaluhu, that if you eat Truma Temeya, Yichayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's only Prat Lezu, Shemecholales for Yomedis. Prat lezu that this truma was already tmeya from before, but since it was already tmeya from before, therefore you're not chayiv misa. Russian is a mesa boy, biyorcho truma betumas gufay. That's talking about where only the kohen is tamei, but the truma itself is tor. So prat lezu, where the truma itself is tameya. Why? Rashi says, Alma lo yosi isa tumas aguf, shubi misa bide shemayim, mechal isa tuma, truma shasur v'menas alov. The isa essay. The other case is that first the truma was ready tameya first, so it's an isa asaf, you teed it. And then even though you became tameh, we say, ain't isa chal isa, therefore you're not chayiv misa. So here you see, Shmuel holds ain't isa chal isa. Samura says, the boy said, one thing I can answer you is, the alma is the chalissa. Usually, the shumul holds from is the chalissa. The shani yosem ovia, the miyat rachmano mesa boy. Here's a special miyat to say, that you're not chai misa, but they shemayim, if ye truma, that's tameya. The boy said, if you want, I can answer you, the alma ksav shumul ain't is the chalissa. Usually, all zain is the chalissa. But the shani yosem, truma is different. The riba rachmano gedi, there's an extra posuk to say gedi, to say here yechayiv, no, not a truma, I mean here by gedi, to say that yechayiv. So really, Rashi is kashdachur, what do you mean to the rabbis of gedi? We don't have an extra posuk to gedi for this. But call upon him, Morris says, Shani Yocho, the riba rachmano gedi. We voice him, we want to get into you, hodi day, hodi rabbi, what he is saying himself, we're saying over the name of his Rebbe. Rashi, the Rebbe, loz the shamal yel, shmul mishmai, lechatoni mishum ploini, lo shum mepiv el mepi acherim. So the same name is Rebbe, but he himself could hold Issa Chalal Issa. Now the Gemara says, Boy, minei Rav Achtavoy Barami Mirav. Yeshal at this, Amavasho Becholov Gedi, Shloi Heniko Mahu. So let's say this cow did not give birth yet, and still it has some milk. So what's the loch of that milk? Is that milk also to cook up with meat or not? Omole, Mid Yitzroch Lishmul Meim Becholov Vimav Le Becholov Zohor, Zohor Lo Yos Lechlalein. Avol Hai Kivon, the bowl of chlaleim also. Here the Vada Sasra that this milk is called milk and it'll be yosa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.